And this will probably upset a couple of people, but if it does, good for you. Because I'll tell you something, I'm personally offended by these protesters about what happened at the zoo. And I'm sure you all know the story now about what happened at the zoo with this young child. But do you then tell me that right now in this country, we have people protesting the fact that the zoo in Cincinnati, where a little boy somehow got away from his mom, which we all know, anyone who's been a father or mother knows, is your greatest fear and can happen. You turn your head for one. I don't know if she had other children there or not, but you know that you in an eye blink, your kid can be 5 feet off. Okay? It can happen in an eye blink. So to say that all of us are the perfect parent and it shouldn't have happened, the little boy who was a toddler, okay, he was either 3 going on 4 or just 4, one or the other. He's 3 or 4. Yeah, I don't remember if he was 3 or 4 off the top of my head. He's one or the other. He's either 3 or 4. He's not older than 4, though. He gets into the zoo's habitat. How he got in there, he fell in there. Now, listen to these absolutely absurd takes from the people protesting. First of all, do you know that as of today? They had a protocol. Now, I didn't understand if they had a protocol where somebody would go in there who was a worker there and could somehow deal with the animal. I guess that's out of the question with some animal that is strong. So, they killed the animal to protect the boy. You have had, since then, people outraged by how the zoo handled this. They saved the toddler's life. You have had people say, of which they have no right to say, number one, that the gorilla would not have hurt the youngster. He would have protected him. Oh, really? How do we know that? Because there's a video of them dragging him. Number one. Number two, could you imagine if that was your child in there? You're going to have people who are going to say, wait a second, I'm worried about the gorilla. When your kid's in there, basically, maybe seconds from having his head crushed. Do you know that 138,000 people, clearly, who have to get their head together, have filed a petition wanting the mother charged with a crime? Are we in the real world here? This mother just went through an experience she will never get over as long as she lives. Yes, she should have made sure her son didn't fall into the habitat, which he did. Whether he was climbing or how he fell in, I don't know. But I'll tell you something. For people to make this kind of crazy protest over the fact what the zoo did, do you know there's people who said, you should have shot him with a tranquilizer gun. Oh, really? These guys said if you shot that kind of gorilla with a tranquilizer gun, in the 20 minutes it would take him to be put down, he could be disoriented to the point he could have ripped that kid to shreds. But the people don't care about that. They care about the gorilla. They don't care if the kid gets killed. They saved this kid's life. And they're getting destroyed for saving a boy. What, you're telling me we live in a world now where you are going to be more concerned with the gorilla than you are the little boy? What's wrong with you people? All right, you want to talk about there should be extra fencing. We shouldn't have animals like that in captivity. Oh, that's fine. I'm not an expert on that. You might be totally right. Go argue that. Go argue that. You don't want to have zoos? You don't want to have those animals in captivity? That's fine. You could be totally right about that. And you know what? If you win that fight, God bless you. I could care less. If I never went to a zoo again, I'm fine. But the idea that they did the only thing they could possibly do was to somehow act quickly to save that little boy's life. They said that they sounded some kind of noise that would make the gorillas normally move out of that area. And all the gorillas reacted except that gorilla. Oh, I don't know if it's a male or female. I'm figuring it's a male. I know it's a male. Okay, I don't know what it is. But the point is that gorilla didn't move. And they said he was acting disoriented. Okay? This is a animal that an expert up there said can squash a coconut with one, just closing his palm can squash. you're gonna worry about the gorilla at the extent that you might have watched that this animal could have crushed this little boy's head or just ripped him to shreds. Here's what one of the people there said. You can't take a risk with a silverback gorilla. We're talking about an animal that in one hand can take a coconut and crush it. The boy's safety was paramount. If you don't understand that, you don't understand primate biology. But 138,000 people want signed a petition that they want the mother who just went through the most harrowing experience that any parent could. I mean, if you're a parent, if you're not a parent, you should be able to understand it. If you are a parent, I don't have to tell you what it feels like. Ever been at a playground or ever been at an amusement park and lose your kid for 30 seconds? The fear you have when you can't find them, when they're that small, and you're worried that someone took them away? Now, they're thinking about him. He fell into an area where he's in there with a gorilla who is dragging him around the habitat, and you're telling me you're worried about the gorilla's welfare? What is wrong with you? I mean, people now wanting the mother charged with a crime, going after the zoo, telling them what they should have done when they saved this youngster's life. You know what I tell them? Shut up and go home, please. Please. It's the most ridiculous thing I've... Sometimes, you know, I understand we look at protests and we want to be cognizant of everybody's feelings and of protests. But when you're protesting the fact that the zoo kept this youngster alive and you wanted them to use a different protocol, some of you from a distance are going to argue, you know how the gorilla is going to behave with somebody else's 3-year-old little boy who's being dragged around a habitat? And you're gonna be the one that, because you're worried about the future and the risks to the gorilla. No care for the little boy. No worry for the little boy. And then you're telling them what the protocol should have been when they amazingly saved this little boy from being killed in there. And then you want to have this mother who just went through an experience of which she will never get over. Or a little boy who may never get over this. And you're worried about how the protocol they used for saving this little boy's life. You're warped. I'm sorry, you're warped.